It's U105. It's our lunchtime bistro. If you've only just arrived, your timing is spot on. I did say to you earlier, we're going to be hooking up with business in the community to find out how they are tackling youth unemployment. And I have with me today Sheila Whelan-Duffy, who's the head of employability for business in the community. Rosemary McNeely, who now works for People First, but I believe she worked along with business in the community as well. And Owen Devine, who works in our very own UTV. So good to see you folks. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, we'll start with you first, Sheila. Just, I mean, the youth unemployment is particularly high here compared to other places in the UK, isn't it?
It is very high here, and unfortunately, while we're seeing a little bit of change, it's still extremely high and affects our young people drastically.
Yeah. How does it affect not only the young people? Because I'm sure, like, you know, you'd be on a real downer if you hadn't got any work, if you've gone through your degree and you're just nothing happening, and then you're going home and you're sitting about and you're not doing anything. But how does it impact on other people in the community and businesses?
Well, I think because you're looking at a lot of people that are economically deprived and they don't have the funds to go out and spend money and enjoy their lives, they're devastated financially. And it, of course, spreads to the business community because, you know, they lose customers.
Yeah. And business in the community, they're tackling this. They've got a few different ways in which they do it. But before we find out about that, I just wanted to ask Rosemary and Owen, just a wee bit of background, Owen. How did you start or what did you study?
Well, I did public relations at Jordanstown, so the University of Ulster, and that is a four-year course. So I graduated in 2012, in June, and then I'd graduated and came out and just like anybody else, you know, was searching for jobs and trying to find whatever I could. And it was getting to the stage, you know, I didn't want to, you know, use the word, but it was almost where I was getting desperate and...
Yeah.
Will someone please take me in?
Yeah, because you've done 4 years at university. Yeah, you're thinking that, I mean, the reason why you've invested all that time and money is that at the end of it, you know, you're going to have a good job or a half decent job.
Well, it's so, kind of a slap in the face. You come out, you know, and you just don't expect it. And it's kind of like, here's your degree, well done, see you later. And, you know, you come out into the real world, and I was a grown up, you know, and
and people are expecting you to pay bills as well. And so, I mean, how did you feel? I mean, what sort of impact did it have on you?
Do you know, it's really tough, especially when you're applying and receiving these no's, and it's actually worse when you don't get any, you know, no, soul destroying, and it really knocks your confidence, and you get to the stage, you know, where you're like, what else can I do? And am I going to get a job? What's going to happen here? You know, you just rely on your degree so much. You just expect something's going to happen. But
so what happened? What happened next then? How did you get involved with Business in the Communities program?
Well, I had signed up to Job Seekers, you know, so it was just kind of, obviously, there wasn't a job there. There was no job going for me. And I had moved back to Strabane. So I was in Belfast, I graduated, and it's like, right, I have to go back home again. Signed up to Job Seekers, and then through Job Seekers, they had set me up with Business in the Community. Mm-hmm. And just, I was very fortunate. I do think it's a lot to do with luck.
Yeah.
And there was a job going in UTV in the communications office. So I applied, it was a similar interview process, went for an interview, and
how long were you out of university before you got that placement?
That was a full summer, and I got the UTV job in November. So I mean, I was getting pretty anxious.
Yes.
You know, my mother was getting pretty anxious too. You
I'm
know
sure
what's going
was.
On here
yeah.
looking at her watch.
time's moving on
so
what way did it work for you? So Job Seekers got in touch with you, said there's a placement here, you can go along.
Said there's this program, it's the Gap program.
Were you aware of it before this?
I wasn't. I hadn't a clue, actually. And so they had told me, you know, we have this set up because if you are on the Gap placement, you're entitled to Job Seekers. And so that's kind of how you go through the process. And then I got in touch with UTV, things like that.
Right, okay.
And so, yeah, I just, as I said, I secured the job and then moved back up again, you know, and it was great.
Right, so once you do the gap year.
Yeah, what 6 months actually.
6 months,
yeah,
right. Once you do the 6 months.
Yeah.
Then do they offer you a job or how? What?
Well,
do you have to be brilliant? What did you do to get the job?
Well, I'd have to say, I was brilliant. Didn't I? It was actually coming up to the end of the 6 months. And again, you get that feeling, that anxious, tense feeling, you know, here we go again. And I was applying for other jobs and I just thought, I have UTV on my CV.
Uh-huh.
This is great.
Uh-huh.
But still, there was nobody, you know, taking me on. Nobody wants to know you. And just so happened, in like the last month, a job came up in UTV and I applied for it again, went through the interview process. It's harder this time because they actually knew they knew who I was.
Yes.
So,
but I suppose where you get that 6 months. So, I mean, that's 6 months for you to shine. and show the company that you're working with that you are willing to go above and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had it in my head, you know, that something might not come of this, but I'm going to give it my all. And I mean, I really, you know, I was great, really fortunate with my placement. I was offered loads of projects. I was, you know, offered loads of tasks to do. So I was building my experience and my skills whilst in the placement. You know,
that is fantastic.
Loads of things I got to do, you know, which you know yourself.
Absolutely.
You know.
You get to do everything, really.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe that's the thing as well, that businesses have to be willing to, whenever they take you on, not just to leave you sitting there for 6 months.
Yeah, help you out.
And
yeah.
UTV are very good at doing that.
Absolutely, yeah. And they really encourage you to develop yourself.
And look at you now, you're doing everything. You're running the show.
And now I'm on the radio. Darling, Stuart.
You're doing a brilliant job, Owen. So let's move on then. What was your story then? Give us your background, Rosemary.
Well, I like Owen, was in university for 4 years. I didn't have the fortune of having a 1 year placement, which a lot of universities do have. Mm-hmm. I graduated June 2009 and I gave birth to twins on Boxing Day 2009. So,
my goodness. You were busy.
And after having the twins, I was still applying, looking, because my degree was in HR. I was looking, applying everywhere. It was that catch 22 of, you don't have experience, you can't get a job. You can't get a job without experience. Mm-hmm. So I'd retrained and done part-time work as a youth worker. But because I had the children, I went into the Jobs and Benefits and I says, what can I do? I'm tearing my hair out here. And they says, well, what about the Graduate Acceleration Programme? So they put me in touch with Business and the Community, and Business and the Community brought me in for a wee interview, see what it was I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. They gave me plenty of options around HR, and I had chose to go for an interview with George Best Belfast City Airport. And I got the placement. They were brilliant up there. I got massive amounts of experience on everything from helping with recruitment to everything. They have a community family, they have a community support fund, and I was working with that, helping them give money out to people in the community. Uh-huh. I also worked on an apprenticeship program, because that's one of the focuses, and that was my main project as well as HR. So we were going into the apprenticeships, and I was sourcing different things. Then it came to the point where it was coming near the end of my placement, and there was a position going in Business in the Community. And through my work on the apprenticeship programme, I got the job in Business in the Community.
My goodness. So, you see, they spotted the talent and thought, we'll hold on to her. So then you moved on. You stayed there for a while, and then you applied for another job.
It was a part-time job. It was 3-4 days a week. It was going out, and I met with Owen. I was
doing
it's
quite random. Quite bizarre.
I was literally everywhere, from Ballycastle to Newry, from Strabane to Enniskillen, and everywhere in between, meeting employers big and small, meeting graduates from all different backgrounds, like art, engineering, various amounts of degrees. And big employers, small employers, and seeing them going into employment was absolutely unreal. And then the experience I got there, there was a job came up in People First, full-time job mentor.
And what's People First there. What is that for people who don't know?
Basically, they work on steps to work for general unemployed.
Right, okay.
Now, Business in the Community is more specified in that it's for graduates. Mm-hmm. People First work in a lead contract area, doing it for everyone. For
right,
anyone.
Okay.
So I've been going on, so working with graduates to working with everybody.
So how long are you there now?
A year.
Right, and you're onwards and upwards. That's
onwards
fantastic.
And upwards.
Well, yeah, that is, I mean, the stories are great, great background stories. So what's Business in the Community, what's it doing to tackle the youth unemployment here now?
Well, I think you've heard two great examples.
Brilliant, yes.
Our graduate acceleration program is amazing and works with the local community and local businesses to make sure that we get the right placements for the right people. And these are placements where they can get really, you've heard hearty stories where the experience is amazing. And that's just one of our programs that we run. We work locally and throughout Northern Ireland with all employers, large and small, tackling youth unemployment and trying to find out what they can do and actually raising their awareness. Of what a big issue it is.
And I know that there's a conference coming up on the 3rd of April.
Yes, our Employee 3 conference.
Right, tell us a wee bit about that, Sheila.
That is going to be a gathering of about 100 CEOs and HR people to really talk to youth and young people and find out what their stories are, just a little bit like today, find out things that they face, some of the barriers, and then have an opportunity for businesses to talk to each other about what they're doing to tackle youth unemployment. The good, the bad, the ugly. and what's worked for them and why it's so important to help the communities and get people into work, whether it's internships, mentors, or actual jobs. They hold the key to really helping our youth.
So on the day of the conference, who will be there? Have you handpicked people that will be there to give, like we've done today, just to give their experiences?
We will have a lot of youth. We'll have 30 young people who have either are in placements now through different programs throughout Northern Ireland, or have gone into employment like these two here. Mm-hmm. And they're going to tell their stories and sit down one-on-one with some of these businesses to tell their stories. And we're really going to look at what are the businesses doing now and what they're doing in their interview processes and how they're getting young people into their books and eventually becoming employees.
And how do you, what do you say to businesses how they can benefit from having a young person coming in for 6 months?
I think you've seen this. They get a full-time worker and someone who is eager and ready and maybe not have the day-to-day experiences, but they'll give them the experiences. They have somebody that is loyal and can really see that the door's been open for them. Mm-hmm. And I think eventually a lot of our employers do offer jobs to these people, and the loyalty that they have, they've already trained them, they're up and running, and it's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Probably some people just thinking right now, well, how do you make sure that the young person isn't taken advantage of? You know, they go into a business place and, you know, the business just thinks there's cheap work, cheap labour, because I'm sure people have heard of that as well, where young people go in and it's just like they're taking the job of somebody who could be in full employment, full-time employment. And I'm sure there are people listening thinking, I've heard of this before. How do you make sure that the business doesn't take advantage of the young person?
We're very clear that this is not to replace someone that you need to hire. This is to enhance your workforce. So they give a lot of their time. Businesses actually are mentoring these people. So it's not just that they're putting them to work. They really need to give them the experience and really train them and supervise them. For a lot of people, this is their first job. Mm-hmm. And so you can't just put them in an office and say, you know, good luck, we'll see you at the end of the week. It's something that they're taking around to meetings, they're shown what the tasks are, and they really do put it in. We interview our businesses to make sure that this is something that's at the level. If someone has a degree in engineering, we get them a placement in engineering. Uh-huh. If someone was looking to go into marketing, we get them a marketing internship. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to be you don't aspire to do in your career in later years.
What about the people who are listening right now who want to be a part of the conference? Or young people are thinking, my goodness, that's exactly what I need. What advice do you give them?
For young graduates, mm-hmm. Our GAP, it's our acceleration program, and we have placements waiting. So you can go to GAP NI, mm-hmm. and that's where you'll find about the GAP program, and we'd love to hear from you. And for businesses that are interested, they can call Business in the Community at 028-9046-0606. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear from any CEOs or HR executives that are interested in learning about what they can do in the community to help the youth.
Yeah, that's great. And it's brilliant to get this on the show today because, like Owen said, he didn't know anything about it before now, mm-hmm. before he got involved. And look at you now.
Look at now.
And look at Rosemary. It's great.
Flying.
Brilliant, great success stories. Thanks very much for letting us know about
thank
it. I look forward to the conference, which is on the 3rd of April. And I'm going to give out that website. It's bitcni.org.uk. If you want to go online, you can book your place or you can call up the employability team on 028-9046-0606. Is that right?
That's perfect.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Good. We're on top of it. Thank you very much indeed. Good luck. All the best. Like I say, onwards and upwards, Rosemary. Owen, thanks a million.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming in to chat to us today, Sheila. Thank you.
Thank you.